This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So we're back again, and usually I come with such a chipper heart and excited about being with you, and I am excited to be with you, but today is a somber day for me, and I know it is for so many people. And so I've been listening to all of the people that Frank Pastore has touched over his time here at KKLA and even before that, and it is an amazing thing how wonderful that one person can just touch so many people. And it was so wonderful to hear all the things that were being said about him. And it's always the most difficult for those that are left behind. This tragedy that happened in Connecticut, I mean, I'm a mother, and I can't imagine, I can't even fathom the emotions and the anger or just the helplessness, the lack of being able to control anything, and you know, something that you feel is okay and then it's not, and your whole world just gets pulled out right from under you. And for all of those that are grieving, it's all of us, we're all grieving, because you know, it just makes us realize, I think for me, is that it's a shock. It's such a shock when we lose someone we love or someone that we know or that we just saw yesterday or last week. It's such a shock, and it takes a time. Time heals all, but it takes time, and they say that there's 7 stages of grief. We could go through that, and I have in past shows, because everybody deals with loss differently, and it's in your own time frame. It's, you can't rush it. It just kind of goes at its own pace. But Frank lived and died well. He surrendered his entire life to Christ, and therefore we can trust that he is rejoicing and worshiping in the presence of his Lord, Savior, and Father, who he lived his entire life for. It is not for Frank that we mourn, but for the ones left behind. Rejoice that he is with God, but take heart, the lessons to learn. And what that means is that life is so very fragile and so very short, and that we need to make the most and the best out of every moment, out of every breath that we breathe. We need to look for opportunities to touch others. There's just this somberness, this feeling of, wow, overwhelming. You know, Ecclesiastes, it talks about dust in the wind, and mourn with those that mourn, grieve with those that grieve, and rejoice with those that rejoice. And there's a time and a season for all things. And there is. There's a season. I personally have lost my mom, my father. And at the same time, there was happy things happening at the same time as there were sad things. And, you know, we just embrace what we can, embrace the moments we have. But there's this reality that hits us right between the eyes and right through the heart, that life is precious. And there is no pause. There's no pause. We have gains. We have losses. But we cannot pause. We have to move forward. So with that, I'm going to ask you to remember and to embrace those memories. Also to learn what you need to learn during this time. Life is just full of lessons. It's lessons. It's like, okay, what do we need to learn here, God? What is the message here? And when you go to a funeral, there's so many people there and they're celebrating the life, but they're also thinking about themselves. I see this quite often, is that we realize that we're not invincible. I mean, here's Frank, who rode his motorcycle every day. I saw him come into the studio in his leathers and just happy and full of joy. And he rode that motorcycle every day. So somebody that doesn't ride every day, I could see how, you know, maybe something like this could happen, but somebody that does it every day, but you are pretty vulnerable, aren't we? We are all vulnerable. We just never know. And that's one of the lessons, isn't it? The lesson is that we never know. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that? Take the time to tell somebody how important they are to you while you have that time to do so. Don't miss the opportunity to tell somebody how special they are, what a difference they've made in your life. Do it while they're alive. Just do it when they're alive. It's the holiday season. It's a time for, you know, peace for all men. You know, take this time. Make appointments. Enjoy those relationships. Build those memories. For those that have lost people, there's going to be an empty seat maybe at the dinner table. It's sad. And we remember that person sitting at that seat and eating and laughing or maybe even crying. But we also realize that there's many other seats at that table where there's people right there. And so we need to look at that. I've been dealing with things in my family life personally. And, you know, people can start believing the negativity. People can start believing devil's lies. And it's up to those that are around these family members to pull them up and make them realize just who they are in Christ, that God created them for a specific purpose. And just because things are getting them down right now, it doesn't mean they have to stay there. It means pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and let's learn from the past. Let's learn from it. Is there something we could have personally done different? Is there something you could have done different in a situation? Let's individualize here. If there's something that you could have done different, then you can't continue beating yourself up over it. What you need to do is realize that what is, what was, what is, and what will be. And that sounds so contrite in a way, but really, if you think about it, it's a true statement. It was, I mean, past. It's in the past. It means you can't turn back time. You can learn from it, and you can deal with now because we only have the present. We only have right now, don't we? We only have right now. So what is it you're doing with right now? Are you beating yourself up over something that happened in the past? Are you telling yourself that you're unworthy? Are you telling yourself that you don't deserve better? Is that you? Because if that's you, you have a choice right here, right now, to think differently, to pull yourself up and say, you know what? I'm not going to believe this anymore. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to beat myself up anymore. I'm going to pull myself up, and this is going to be a new year for me. Is that you? I hope so. If you need to be saying that to yourself, I want you to get up or wherever you are, and I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, and I want you to say, today is a new day. Today is a new day, and say your name, whoever you are, Debbie, Sue, Darcy, you know, whatever your name is. Just say your name and say, it's a new year. And look at yourself in the mirror and smile and start there, because you can't do anything about the past except for learn from it. And you only have today to deal with. Tomorrow is going to take care of itself. The sun comes up every morning, doesn't it? Well, almost every morning. It does come up. Sometimes we don't see it, but that's a good thing too sometimes. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on her flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. If you're just tuning in right now, I just want you to know that we have Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. You can go on there anytime you want, and you can download a podcast. You can go on there and look at Helping Hands. There's all types of different things that you can learn from that can build you up. There's a three pages of I Am's that you could read daily that could help you change your thinking into God's thinking of who you are in Christ, not who you are. Because sometimes we listen to the bad things, and you know what? We need to stop that. We need to change. Now's the time, right now, today. So do that. If you know somebody that needs to hear this show, then you can tell them about the Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and they can go on there anytime, day or night, and get this. I like to refer to scriptures, and one of the scriptures that I wanted to lean on right now is Philippians 1:21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And 1:27, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel. Ecclesiastes 7:2, it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of every man and every woman. The living should take this to heart. And isn't that what we're doing right now? That's what we need to think about, is that, you know, today's a beautiful day and it's a wonderful day, but at the end, we all end up gone from this world. So the decision is, and the choice is where do you go once you leave this world? Where is that? Where do you want it to be? And what are people going to say about you when you're gone? Ephesians 5:15 through 17. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. God has called his children to be accurate examples of who he is to the world, so that he might use us to save those who are still destined for hell. Therefore, we need to be filled with the Spirit of Christ by repenting of sin, which means to turn away from sin by no longer doing it and following Christ. We are being renewed when our desires, motives, attitudes, and thoughts become more Christ-like. Each time we choose to replace a sinful desire, motive, attitude, or thought with a more biblical one, we are being renewed. This inner renewal will lead to putting off the old way of life and putting on a new way of life that is pleasing to God. This is a process, it's a journey, that takes time and the exercise of our will in the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're saying, that we need to change how we think, because it starts with the mind. We have a choice on how we think. You have a choice on what you think about. And if you're beating yourself up and you're thinking about what was, like I said, I'm going to repeat myself, because I think it's so important that we understand that we don't have to stay where we are. I know people that are just having such a difficult time, especially during the holiday season, because it's a time where families get together, and there's more suicides during Christmas time, during the holidays. Why? Because people feel alone. They feel isolated. So if you are one of those people, what can you do about that? What choices can you make to not stay there? You know, I have someone very dear to me that says, you know, I want to get married so bad, but who would want me? That's such a lie from the devil. Who would want me? Or another person I know that says, you know, I think God loves that person more than me, because that person seems to be doing so much better than I am. What a lie from the devil. What a lie. And to those people, I know you're listening, and I love you so very much. And I just want you to know that God loves you, and he wants the best for you. And you need to abide in him. That's true. You need to abide in him, and you need to know what it is he wants. In the meantime, look for opportunities to fill a need. Look for opportunities to be there for someone else. And I guarantee you, God shows up when we do that. And love is in the room. Love is in the room, and that's what we want to do. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. So let's love one another, and let's be there for one another. If, you know, if you're in a situation where you have room in your home this holiday season, can you do me a favor and just look for an opportunity to have someone that might not have someplace to go this holiday? Somebody that's just going to be sitting home alone, or going to a restaurant? Over Thanksgiving, I wasn't where I normally would be. And I went to go to a restaurant on Thanksgiving dinner. And do you know that Thanksgiving dinner, a lot of restaurants aren't open? I never knew that because I was never going to a restaurant on Thanksgiving. But this time I was in a position where I was away. And so I realize now that, wow, you know, I went to a Thai restaurant and they were open. And I was thankful for that because I could eat. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there that might not have someplace to go to have a meal. And I don't know about you, but when I make a big meal, it's such hard work and it takes so long and it's eaten in like 5-10 minutes, isn't it? It's crazy. All this preparation and it's gone like that. But it's still a wonderful time, isn't it? So if you've got a room in your home, if you've got room at the table, even if you don't, who cares? You know, and there's a lot of people that would just be thankful to sit on a floor or, you know, even have a TV dinner, just not to be alone. So open up your home, open up your heart. You know, make yourself a blessing to someone today. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And today's show is about life is short and that we need to make the most of it. We need to make the best of it. Here is how you can be filled with the Spirit right now. First, you must sincerely desire for God to fill you with himself, which really means you must want God to totally have his way in your life. Do you want God to totally have his way in your life? Because God is total love and total wisdom, and he always has our best interest in mind, we all should want that. Anything else is irrational. Therefore, present every area, not just some areas, every area of your life to God. Second, confess to God any known sin in your life. Repent and do it no more. And by faith, thank him that he has forgiven your sins, past, present, and future. There that is again. Past, present, and future, was, is, and will be. Because Christ died for you, not for someone else, but for you. You've got to understand that it's for you. By faith, claim his promise of forgiveness and cleansing, according to 1 John 1:9. Third, ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit. In a moment, I will suggest a prayer. But remember, from Ephesians 5:18, we already know that it is his will for you. And we know that in 1 John 5:14, 15, it says, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. I repeat, it says, meaning the Bible, it says, we know that we have, present tense, what we asked of him. Fourth, remember that we always receive from God by faith. So receive this gift by faith as an act of your will, and thank and praise God for answering your prayer and filling you with his Spirit. So receive this gift by faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. I've said in past shows that your spirit, your soul, hears your words, your voice, much better than somebody else's voice. So it's very important that when you pray, to pray out loud. Even reading scriptures out loud is better for you than reading them, you know, to just read the words on a page without having it come out of your mouth. So speak out loud. Let your voice be heard by your ears. It's an amazing transformation that happens when you do that. With all this being said, you know, this with the children in Connecticut and Frank. And I just think about personally, I mean, Frank was a dear, dear friend. I was going through pictures before I walked into this studio when I was at my studio. I was going through pictures because I'm doing a magazine cover, and I was looking for pictures that I could put on the front of this magazine. And I came across this picture of Frank and I, and I really would love to use that. Just because, just in reverence to him and just in remembrance of Frank. You know, he had just a intelligent, joyful, down-to-earth. How do you explain Frank Pastore? You know, there's just so many words that could describe him. And he touched so many people. He was my mentor. He would come in and he goes, let me see how you're doing this. And he goes, okay, let's start over. And one thing I remember, I tried to call in the other day when we were when everybody was talking about Frank, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't call in because I couldn't speak, which is Hard to say for Sue Freeze. She can't speak. But I couldn't, because the emotions just grabbed me so much. And even right now, you know, kind of gets into your throat. But I interviewed him. He goes, "Why don't you interview me?" And I said, "Okay, I'll interview you. And you guys can listen to the podcast of Frank on my show, because it was fun." But one thing he said afterwards, he says, "You know, your intro's too long. You need to cut this down." And he says, "You need to ask a funny question like, you know, how many people out there like hot dogs?" That was what he said. I'm like, "Hot dogs? What are you talking about, hot dogs?" But he just said, "How, you know, that you just have to come up with something kind of strange, but who doesn't know something about hot dogs? So you just ask a silly question to begin with, and it kind of gets people engaged. And then you go from there, and you're, you know, you could talk about something completely different, but you've got to have an opening line." Thanks for that, Frank. I've never asked that question, though, about hot dogs, because I don't really like hot dogs too much, but I have one a year when I go to one Dodger game a year. But anyway, so Frank, did Ronald Reagan Library with him. It was a live broadcast, and many other times where I sat side by side with Frank and went on a cruise with him to Alaska with his lovely wife, and got to know him just in a different way. But Frank was always the same. You know, he was always the same. You know, you never saw really a different side of him. He loved his wife, Gina. He talked so wonderfully about her and his kids. It was just nice, really nice to hear him. And I think about these children in Connecticut and the mothers, the whole family, but the mothers, and I'm watching the news, and as we all are, and I don't know, is anybody out there lighting the candles like it's been suggested? One for every day, for every child's life, just light a candle. I've been doing it every night, and I go outside my door and I don't see anybody else lighting the candles. I don't know if you know about that, but it's something that's been requested by two young children. They came up with the idea. I think it's a great idea. But, you know, it just would be, it's something that the whole world can do. And it's just a simple thing, light a candle. And, you know, it says, let your light show or shine in the darkness. And that's your light. You personally, you are a light in the darkness. And we need to look at ourselves that way, our lives. You know, are we being a light in the darkness? Are we making a difference to anyone's life? Yes, I believe you are. No matter who you are, I believe you're making a difference. Is it for the good? I hope so. I hope it's for the good. But you're making a difference. Mothers, the way you talk to your children, I hope you're saying wonderful and beautiful things, you know, talking to them about who they will become. You know, not saying things that are derogatory or demeaning. Fathers, same things. Do not exasperate your children. You know, you need to build them up in the way they shall go, and they will not depart from it. And even if they do for a little time, parents, don't worry about it, because God gives you a promise that if you do these things, that they will delight in the Lord, and they will come back. So just know that his promises are real, and they're true. I think about my father, who died of lung cancer, and watching him in the hospital and watching him just dwindle and dwindle just a little bit and a little bit. Sometimes we have the opportunity to say what we need to say to those that are going to leave us soon. We have the opportunity. And even as sad as that is, both of my mom and my dad, I had a time where I could talk to them. Did I say everything I wanted to say? I don't know. I think so. I think I had resolution, and I think I let them know just how much they meant to me and how much I loved them. And I think they told me the same, to give me that healing that I needed so badly, as we all do as children, because we're all children, aren't we? We're all children. So with that being said, you know, I think about my dad, and I remember that I'd go in to see him almost every day in the hospital, and we weren't that close. He was kind of an angry man. We weren't that close, but I just felt like I needed to take that time because I didn't know how much time I had. So for those of you that have that moment or have that time, take it and use it. Don't think that you have tomorrow, because you don't always have tomorrow. And for those that lose somebody and you don't have any warning, you have no warning that they're going to be gone. That's why it's so important that every minute of every day you are letting people know what they mean to you. This is a time for giving, isn't it? So it's about giving gifts, but it's also about that card. You know, the gift is one thing, and it should be very thoughtful and heartfelt. But how about the card? What does the card say? We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back from the break, and thank you to Ecola for sponsoring this show. I really appreciate Ecola. It's a great company. Anyway, you know, I'm wrapping presents and doing all the things that we all are doing right now with the holidays and everything, and it's a hustle and bustle time. But it's also a time that we need to just regroup and think about the last year, what's the new year going to bring, and what is it we're going to do different from last year? What have we learned? Where are we going? What are we doing and whatnot? And if you don't like how last year went, what's nice is that last year is almost gone. So that means that the new year could bring new things. But it's up to us. We need to make a choice right here, right now, on what we're going to do today. And what we're going to do and plan for the future. So that's what you have in front of you is what are you going to do starting now? When I was, in my room and I was cleaning and doing all those things that we're all probably doing, getting ready for the holidays and everything, I was listening to a radio station who has Christmas music playing because I really enjoy Christmas music. I like Christian Christmas music so much better because I like the artists. And I like the words even better. Some of the old faithful ones I really love, the carols and whatnot. But the Christian music, Christmas, it's just so beautiful and wonderful. I just love it. But anyway, I was doing what I was doing, and all of a sudden this music comes on, and it was so different from everything else that was going on. And all of a sudden I started listening to what was being said. And at this time, with all of the things that are going on right now, I was like, I just had to sit down. I had to stop everything, which if you know me at all, you'll know that that's a big deal for Sue Freeze to just sit and stop. And I did, because the song, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm going to let you hear it, because I think it's worth sharing. It's a wonderful song. But anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this song and I'm like, wow, this song is just talking right to me, but it's also talking to everybody in this world that will listen. And so I did a little research on this song and found out that it's called the God Song. And every year during the holidays, there is one song which is requested more than any other song, and it is the God Song. It was back in 1984, 1 week before Christmas, when a tape labeled From God was left at a studio door. After listening to it, the staff at the time decided to play it on the air and got a huge reaction from it. We've played it on the air every Christmas season ever since. So I was trying to, you know, get KKLA rolling, the engineer here, to give me the words, you know, and we're just having a difficult time getting the words. And who sang it? We don't know who sang it. All it is it came from God, and it's called the God Song. And in this song, it basically tells you that you are wonderful. And I'm going to let you listen to the song because it's so wonderful. But it says, God says, you, meaning you, listener, are wonderful. The future is in your hands. And it truly is in your hands. It's in your hands. Isn't that amazing? The future is in your hands. And then God says, believe me, you can make a difference. Your life touches so many others. And it does. Now, how you're touching them, you know, positive, negative, you know, you're having a bad hair day, you know, that's up to you. But you are touching so many lives. And then God says, choose to live. with more gentleness, more kindness, and more understanding. That word gentleness just hit me. Gentleness, kindness, more understanding. Seek to understand more than to be understood. That alone would be huge if we all did that. And at the very end, which you're going to hear, it says, remember, I'm, meaning God, always listening. He's always listening. He never sleeps. He's always there, day or night, to hear you. And he wants to hear from you. So right now we're going to play this song, and it's about a 5-minute song. And I wanted to give you a little precursor so that you could sit down and stop if you can. It will be on the podcast, Sue Free, spell like fries. .com, so that you can hear it later. And it is called The God Song, so you can look it up probably on the web too. Anyway, here's the song. Enjoy and just realize, just focus and picture God speaking just to you. God is speaking to you right now.
Hi, this is God. Since this is the time of year when you're most inclined to listen to me, or at least think about me a little, I decided to take advantage of the opportunity and share a few thoughts with you. I know that sometimes it seems like there's an awful lot wrong with this world. And it's true. There's a lot of room for improvement. A lot. But remember this, there is still far more good than evil in this world. I think in your heart you know that. For every lunatic that makes the headlines, there are 2 or 3 million folks just like you who are living good, decent, honest lives. And for every terrible thing that happens, there are 1,000 magical little moments of joy and beauty. Don't let the dirty, dusty dregs of subhuman behavior blind you to all the bright goodness that surrounds you every moment of your life. Don't let it eclipse your hope. Don't close your eyes to the heroes living in your midst. In fact, you could be one of them. I think this world is still a wonderful place. One of the best in my universe. I think you are wonderful. Wonderful. Now, the future is in your hands. The course things take from here is entirely up to you. Believe me, you can make a difference. You do. Your life touches so many others. Please, for my sake, for the sake of this lovely planet, but most of all, for your own sake, choose right now to live with a little more gentleness, a little more kindness, and a lot more understanding. It will make a whole world of difference. And remember, If you ever need me, I am always listening. Merry Christmas. And a hopeful new year. I love you.
You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. You know, in the song, it talks about the lunatic and how there's millions of people that are good. And with this Connecticut, you know, this tragedy in Connecticut with the lunatic, that we don't even mention the name because it doesn't matter. It's not important at all. You know, this song was written in 1984, and I don't know any other time where it is more fitting than right now to hear this song and to hear God's voice speaking to us, speaking to you. You know, if I could just want or desire one thing for you, listener, it's that you're not going to be the same tomorrow than you are today. If I could just pray for one thing for you, is that you be filled with the Lord's love and you be surrounded with people that love you, that tell you that. But in that process, there's people that have fed you. There's people that have given to you. There's people that have helped you along the way. So during the season, as much as we long to be held, and we long to be loved and told that we made a difference, so that we're special and that we're valuable and we're worthy, which you are. You are wonderful. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. That's what God says about you. And even in our choices, bad choices, good choices, even in those times, God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He loves us no matter what. He loves us. And it's just reassuring to know that he is there. He won't leave you. You can leave him, and he gives you freedom of choice to do so. But he doesn't leave you. He mourns, and he gets sad when you go down the wrong path, when you decide to go differently than the way he wants you to go. He's sad for that, and he's right there waiting for you. He's right there with his arms open. But he is a gentleman, and he's not going to snatch you up. He's not going to grab you and shake you. He's not going to do that. He'll allow things to happen to you, though. He will do that. He'll allow things to happen to you to wake you up or shake you up. He will do that. But he's not going to make it happen. I don't believe that. I don't believe that he makes it happen. But there's a reassurance that knowing that he's there and that he's a forgiving father, he will forgive. I've had another show where we talked about forgiveness. And then it's one thing to forgive others, and it's a choice we make. It's in our minds first. It's in our hearts first. It might not really, you don't feel like doing it, but you make a decision to forgive somebody. The forgiveness doesn't happen right then and there. It's just a choice you make to, you're choosing to forgive. You can choose to love. You can choose to forgive. But the forgiveness, the healing of that forgiveness happens later. But we make a physical choice and an emotional choice to make a decision to forgive. Because really, in the long term, you're the prisoner when it comes to forgiveness. That other person might not even know that you're upset with them or that you've got this thing against them. It's all inside you. So you free yourself by forgiving this person. And I don't know, somebody needed to hear that, because that wasn't the direction I was wanting to go. So the Holy Spirit got a hold of me for a minute. So somebody needed to hear that, forgiveness, because forgiveness is a big deal. And people say, you know, well, does that mean I have to forget? That's a big one. Do I need to forget? No, I don't believe you need to forget. It loses its power, though, when you forgive. But But that doesn't mean you allow it to continue on, or that, you know, you have the same things happen to you over and over again. It means that you have to realize that that could happen again. So you have to know that and be wise. But to forgive just gives you the freedom, and it breaks you out of this prison of having this bitterness or this anger that's inside of you, because you want to be released from that. So this lunatic, okay, there's millions of people in this world that are kind and gentle and forgiving and loving and understanding. And we need to be focused on that. I you know, it says to mourn with a mourn. I'm mourning right now. I am mourning right along with. And everybody does this mourning, this grief, differently, like I said before. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And today's show is about life is short, and that we need to make the most of it. We need to make the best of it. There are 7 stages of grief through the process and back to life. I'm going to go through them just briefly. 1 is shock and denial. You will probably react to learning of the loss with numbed disbelief. You may deny the reality of the loss at some level in order to avoid the pain. Shock provides emotional protection from being overwhelmed all at once. This may last for weeks, could be even months. It just depends. Everybody's different. 2, pain and guilt. As the shock wears off, it is replaced with the suffering of unbelievable pain. Although excruciating and almost unbearable, it is important that you experience the pain fully and not hide it, avoid it, or escape from it with alcohol or drugs. It is very important that you understand that it is a process and it is painful, but you will get through it, even though it might not feel like it. You may have guilty feelings or remorse over things you did or didn't do with your loved one, or say or didn't say. Life feels chaotic and scary during this phase. I don't know about you, but I'm in shock and I'm in denial. When it comes to Frank Pastore, my friend, I'm in shock and I'm in denial. I know he's in a better place, but I'm just in shock that I'm never going to see him come through the KKLA door, and that, you know, I'm not going to see him. Not on this side anyway. But he's here, you know, he's present. He's all around. His joyful smile and his kidding nature and his intelligence and just his realness. 2 is pain and guilt. We have to go through this in our own time. And whether it's death or loss of a dream, you know, we go through these things and we have to go through them. There is no shortcut in this thing called loss and grief. There's no shortcut. 3 is anger and bargaining. Frustration gives way to anger, and you may lash out and lay unwarranted blame for the death on someone else. Please try to control this, as permanent damage to your relationships may result. This is a time for the release of bottled up emotion. You may rail against fate, questioning, why me? Or why this person? You may also try to bargain in vain with the powers that be for a way out of your despair. I will never drink again if you just bring him back. 4, depression, reflection, and loneliness. Just when your friends may think you should be getting on with your life, a long period of sad reflection will likely overtake you. This is a normal stage of grief, so do not be talked out of it. By well-meaning outsiders, encouragement from others is not helpful to you during this stage of grieving. During this time, you finally realize the true magnitude of your loss, and it depresses you. You may isolate yourself on purpose, reflect on things you did with your lost one, and focus on memories of the past. You may sense feelings of emptiness or despair. 5, the upward turn. As you start to adjust to life without your dear one, your life becomes a little calmer and more organized. Your physical symptoms lessen and your depression begins to lift slightly. 6, reconstruction and working through. As you become more functional, your mind starts working again, and you will find yourself seeking realistic solutions to problems posed by life without your loved one. You will start to work on practical and financial problems and reconstructing yourself and your life without him or her. 7, acceptance and hope. During this, the last of the seven stages in this grief model, you learn to accept and deal with the reality of your situation. Acceptance does not necessarily mean instant happiness. Given the pain and turmoil you have experienced, you can never return to the carefree, untroubled you that existed before this tragedy, but you will find a way forward. You will start to look forward and actually plan things for the future. Eventually, you will be able to think about your lost loved one without pain, sadness. Hard to believe right now, but yes, but the wrenching pain will be gone. You will once again anticipate some good times to come, and yes, even find joy again in the experience of living. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. We are syndicated on this show, and I'm so grateful and amazed at that we go from San Diego to San Luis Obispo on secular and Christian radio. And it's just an amazing thing to think that that's happening. But not only that, is thinking about this is that, you know, on the internet now, it's this show can go anywhere and everywhere. And it's a wonderful thing. And if you know somebody that this would help, that's the whole purpose of the Sue Freeze Show, is to give hope when someone or people are feeling hopeless. It's helping people to realize just who they are in Christ. So many times I'm talking to somebody and I listen to them talk about themselves and their lives, and I just think, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're saying that about themselves. I can't believe they're thinking these things. They're digging a hole with their words and their thoughts. They're digging a hole and it's going to be hard to get out. And I can remember a time in my own life where I felt like I was in a hole, and no matter what I did, I couldn't seem to get out of the hole. And every time I started to dig up, more was piling on top of me. I don't know. Can you relate to that at all? Can you? Wow. But you know what? Today's a new day. Today's a new day. And no matter where you are in life, no matter how down seems, there's somebody that's worse off than you. Did you know that? There's always somebody worse off than you. And in all things, give thanks. That's what it talks about in Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing. So are you? Are you rejoicing? Even in our pain, we have things to be thankful for, don't we? And I know how sad this time is and how we have to remember and we have to regroup. We have to allow ourselves to feel the pain and go through the stages. We do need to do that. Don't cut it short because you really can't. It'll come back later. So just let it happen, you know, go through all the motions. I like to understand the stages. I think it's helpful. It's like when you go into surgery, you know, you want the doctor to explain, okay, what can I expect next? And what's going to happen next? And what's going to happen next? And surgery is a painful thing, but sometimes it's necessary. And so we go through it. The pain has to be worth the gain. And sometimes we have to go through these things to appreciate and to accept what we have and embrace it. Embrace what you have. Be thankful for what you have and be a blessing to someone. Be the light in the darkness. Look for opportunities, especially right now, to hug, to smile, to give a word of encouragement. If you hear somebody saying things that are not true according to God, if they're saying things that aren't true, tell them, I don't, you know, that's not true. You rebuke that in Jesus' name. That's the devil lying to you. The truth is blah, blah, blah. What is the truth? And if you don't know what the truth is, go into I Am's Helping Hands on Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And you can go to Helping Hands and hear all the I Am's, who Christ says you are, because that's what we need to believe. We need to remember and believe what Christ says we are, not people, but what Christ says you are. So embrace this moment, embrace this time. Love on those that you have around you to love. Reach out to people that might not have someone reaching out to them. And I guarantee you the blessing will be yours. Just do that. Please, will you do it for me? Will you do it for you? Will you do it for the Lord? Do everything for the Lord. Until next week, God bless you. Be a blessing to someone today. And just understand that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. God bless.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. cola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. cola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. cola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. cola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. cola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. cola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.